beyond their wildest dreams, I suppose, to get back to a second one in 3 years. Anybody would have said 3 years ago that maybe even won 3 derries, you'd have thought you were talking nonsense, but that's football, and as I say, we have a good group of players, a group of lads that are tuned in, give no bother, and have, I suppose, been deserving winners of 3 Derry championships and deserve to be where they are.
Like fever in the club area, I'm sure, between the Camogues winning the All-Ireland and your hurlers winning at First Ulster and getting to an All-Ireland semi-final.
Well, it's serious business. Like, you know, the wife was just saying to me today that the granddaughter, who's 12, has just eaten up the newspaper. She says she can't believe it there. The likes of the Derry Post and the Irish News, any write-ups to do with Slaughnaill, yeah. Youngster of that age, she says, you know, that's all she's reading.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's even at that age, the way it's been absorbed. And yeah. I'm sure all the youngsters are probably feeding off the success of the club.
And it's been managed so well with your hurlers, because, what, 8, 9 of the team are dual players?
Yeah, 8 of the starting football team are dual players, and within the first 24, there'll be maybe another 4 full-time hurlers. So it's a big ask of those lads to be dual players, but we manage it quite well.
Takes some management.
Well, it does. It's talking to each other. Really, communication, I suppose, is the word I'm looking for, between the hurling management and the football management, and it works. That's not to say there doesn't be an odd wee hiccup along the way, as there would be anywhere, but in general, things run smooth well in the final.
Yeah, but footballers, certainly there's not many in the grade above them, I don't think, because I know you have won, as you said, a third Derry, a second Ulster in 3 years. And I suppose the big game this year, I know you had a lot of big games. Kilcoo in the Ulster final, you know, your own Derry final, you had a lot of big games. Shane McGuigan was saying that even Lavi in the very first game of the season was a big game, but obviously the big game really was St Vincent's, the All-Ireland champions in the semi-final.
Yeah, well, as I say, that was a big one for us. They were favourites, we were going in as underdogs, which suited us fine, but having said that, we still were fairly confident in that game, that we would take a result, and we did, I know, narrowly, but I think in fairness and overall scheme of things, over that hour's football, probably a better margin would have been won in that game by 4 or 5 points. Having said that, football, that's the way it goes. They were down to a point, time nearly up, and Mossick won, missed a free to draw it. You wouldn't know what way it might have ended up if that had went over. But we went to a game fully confident that we weren't going to get a duffing by St Vincent's.
And obviously a win like that against a team of the quality of Vincent's, and Vincent's are a quality team, is a huge boost to confidence of anybody that hadn't that confidence.
Oh, for sure. Like, you know, the players have bought into that, you know, they beat a very, very good side, probably a team that was fancied to win All-Ireland this year. And I suppose the one man that really done a job for us in the day, outside of the other 14 players, was Chrissy. Chrissy stepped up to the mark.
It was Chrissy McCaig, yeah.
Yeah, Chrissy McCaig. Stepped up to the mark, took on Dermot Connolly.
Yeah.
And really, I suppose, left Dermot Connolly thinking, I'm going to have to mark this bloody man rather than him marking me.
Yeah.
And that's the way it turned out, and he scored 4 excellent points from play, and it was a difference between us maybe won and losing that game, and that's not taking anything away from the other 14 players around him, but like Chrissy did take it with a scruff of the neck.
Fantastic leader, but then there's a good few leaders in that team.
Oh, there, the team's full of leaders, like, you know, from the goalkeeper out, who's shouting instructions constantly at his defence, but all them boys in defence, a half dozen of them, are very confident footballers, very confident on the ball, never give much away, tight markers. They're good athletes. Midfield, again, you have a pairing of Patsy and young Paddy Cassidy. Patsy is the old workhorse, solid defensive midfielder. Paddy Cassidy is the legs, not afraid to take players on, not afraid to make himself available for short kickouts. He's just all over the place, great engine. And you go up front, you have half a dozen lads that on the day, any one of them can win a game for you.
And you freshened it up from 2 years ago as well. There's a few new lads like Shane McGuigan, of course. And those young fellas have a wealth of experience too with St. Pat's Mara and with your own club minor side.
Well, as I said, likely, you know, the experience of UJ through the college of Mara, as well as that, in the recent number of years, they've been playing, in a sense, second fiddle to Glen Mara, who have been winning everything at underage, but the only team in the county that was always fit to put it up to them was our lads. Mightn't, over the 15 players, had as skillful a lot as Glen Mara had, but having said that, what they hadn't in skill, they put into effort, and they were never too far away. Glen were always glad to get away with a one, and a narrow one at that. So that experience, I suppose, for the young lads come in, Shane McGuigan, Micheál McGrath, Keelan Feeney, four to talk to you off the top of my head to come into the team this year, just settled in as if they'd always been there. Were well supported by the older lads around them. If anything happened mistake-wise or that, they were told, pat my head, get on with it, don't worry about it. So they've settled very well into the team, Tom, and they've been a great addition.
And how are your team health-wise, the squad?
At this minute in time, as we speak, everybody's good. There were no niggles after the hurling game. Micheál McGrath, just in the past week there, a bit of a head cold, but physical injuries, absolutely nothing. Everybody's going good, so we have three more nights training, I suppose, this incoming week, tomorrow night, Thursday night and Saturday. And barring somebody going over in an ankle or some minor injury, everybody's good.